Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with NCBA's Kent Backus talking international trade in just a moment.
Joining us now is Katie Cooper, co-chair of the Cattlemen's Beef Board Innovation Committee, to talk about what your dollar does to drive demand for beef. So, Katie, tell us what's going on with the Beef Checkoff.
Thanks for having me. The Beef Checkoff is still using the iconic Beef It's What's for Dinner brand as a powerful promotional tool. It's been around for almost three decades and is still going strong. It's just 100% digital now. By cutting expensive broadcast television, we are reaching more consumers with fewer dollars by advertising on all the different digital media platforms. We're also partnering with popular online grocery delivery services and using the power of social influencers to spread the positive messages about beef to their audiences. In doing so, Beef It's What's for Dinner reached consumers 1 billion times just last year, and producers made it happen. Your dollars help drive greater demand for beef in a new generation of consumers.
Well, thanks for joining us from the Cattlemen's Beef Board, Katie. To find out more about what your dollar does for the beef industry, visit yourdollardoes.com, funded by the Beef Checkoff.
Talking today with Kent Backus from National Cattlemen Beef Association's D.C. office, trade specialist, I guess you might say. We really had high hopes for 2020 after a less than stellar 2019. 2019 really was okay, but it wasn't what we'd had the last couple of years, and then we thought 2020 was going to be fabulous.
Well, building into 2019, you know, we had seen just tremendous growth year over year, really just massive foreign demand from the Asian markets. And, you know, in 2019 was a very good year. It was our second, you know, year where we had $8 billion in sales. It was looking to be very good. If you look at 2019, we still had a 38.5% tariff in Japan. We still had all these problems with China. We had a lot of disruptions that were out there. We still had an $8 billion year, which is nothing to sneeze at. I mean, that was a great year. But when you look at everything that was going to kick in on January 1st, we have the Japan deal. So we're on a level playing field there. We were just wrapping up everything with China. We had already had the European deal negotiated. We had all of these great things that were coming along. But at the same time, first quarter was strong. We were looking good, looking on pace to have another strong year. And then COVID was just a big gut punch for all of us. You look at the global economy, you look at what happened, all those strong foreign markets, and then all the stress on our own industry, the supply chains, it hadn't been as good as we had hoped. But I think we're going to recover. I think this is going to be better. But 2020 was, it's just one of those years that's caught us off guard across the spectrum. Yeah, I still think that, you know, if we can continue to capitalize on these foreign markets, then it's ultimately going to end up to be a pretty good year for us.
Right. You know, might take a couple of these countries and kind of go down in a little more detail. Mm-hmm. In the case of Japan, you mentioned the fact that we had really gotten behind everybody else on tariff levels because we weren't a part of TPP, and we were trying to obviously catch up negotiating-wise.
Yeah, and I think that was the biggest concern for us last year was the fact that we were stuck at 38.5% and mm-hmm. all of our competitors were at 26, 27, but they were on their way down to 9%. We really encouraged the administration to work as quickly as possible, and they really worked in lightning speed to get that deal done and to get it implemented as quickly as they did. And because of that, you know, we're really going to be able to capitalize on that Japanese market. That's a $2 billion market for us. And we think that that's going to continue to grow because now you have high-quality U.S. beef that's on the same level playing field with a lot of other countries where the quality's not nearly as good as ours. Well, Japanese consumers are very sophisticated. They like quality. They like consistency. And the United States is the only country in the world that can consistently provide high-quality beef all year. And the Japanese want our product. They want to buy more of it. And, you know, as we come out of the cloud of COVID and they start to reopen some of their restaurants and consumers have more access to it, I think that market's going to be very good for us. Mm-hmm. If you look, you know, not far from there over in South Korea, South Korea is almost a $2 billion market for us as well. And that's a direct result of us having a trade agreement that removed a 40% tariff on our beef. There's a strong, strong demand in Korea. And that's just another example of where trade policy can remove these barriers and give us a level playing field. And Ron, that's the best part about it is when you put us head-to-head with anybody else, we're going to come out on top because we have a high-quality product that everyone in the world wants to buy.
VP for International Trade for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Kent Backus. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. It's the 24th annual big event at Express Ranches in Yukon, Oklahoma. It'll be happening the 14th and 15th of August. Friday afternoon, the 14th, they'll be selling 280 head, including fall calving females and spring calving pairs. And on Saturday, the 15th, 11 a.m., we'll start the big event sale. 300 plus lots will be selling. Come to the ranch for the sale or watch on SLA TV, Dish 997, or on the internet, liveauctions.tv. For more information, go to expressranches.com. Express Ranches, big event. And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.